All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, we're splicing DNA to make the perfect game.
Okay, bio games. We're doing some existen shit.
Yeah, bio games, Bioforce Apes,
Biohazards.
Biohazard, Jet Force Geminis, all that stuff. We're gonna use this DNA splicing machine I have
Okay.
Here to create the perfect game for us to cover. I don't know about genetics. This may surprise you, but I dropped out of biology in high school.
Oh.
Basically, the extent of my biology knowledge is knowing that there are families
Okay.
and phylums,
Right.
and that's basically it.
Yeah.
The way those are defined, there are kingdoms. There's a couple of terms I know.
Okay.
And I know basically how to make it all work.
Right.
I can operate a body.
That's fine. How do any of us breathe?
Operate a body. Yeah, exactly. How do we move our hands? I don't really understand that, and it's none of my business at all. So I really fucked this up. So I need a big brain science lad like you to go here and dig through the code
Okay.
and find out what kind of DNA we got in this
I
thing.
was gonna say this DNA splicer machine looks suspiciously like a heavily modified like baby swing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
a swing-a-ma-jig.
Yeah.
There are some bits of swing-a-ma-jig technology
Okay.
incorporated, yes.
Yeah.
The other parts are more
Okay.
advanced than that. You can see I added a clock.
You did. Yeah. I mean, it appears to be affixed with a, is that a, yep, that's command strip. All right.
Yeah, you get to see, you know what time it is while you're making DNA.
Okay. All right.
I'm
So
making DNA.
let's go make some DNA.
DNA. Let's get together and leave stains.
Let's ruin this couch. Let's see. I'm just gonna crank this up and oh, there's the printout. It's like a little receipt paper.
That uses a modified Game Boy Candy.
Okay. Yeah. I mean it's going real slow, but let me check
Oh yeah,
here. Oh.
they're slow, and actually, each little bit of sticker tape for it is very expensive. So,
It hasn't been made in 25 years.
yeah, and most of it's not made.
Yeah.
So,
No adhesion on this at all. Let me check here. All right. Actually, I need to wait. Let me hold it further away from my. Okay. Yeah. All right. Appears to be some kind of lizard. All right. I'm seeing
oh,
some
terrible.
scale, some scales, some teeth. Oh, whoa, big boy. It's like a
Okay.
dinosaur. We got a dino here.
There's dino DNA.
There is, in fact, dino DNA. But it says
Oh.
I need to insert money into the machine to get more details. And it really
Yeah. It's another case of a dinosaur for hire.
Oh, game can what that can't be.
Yeah. It's Contra.
It's bad Contra, everybody.
Yeah. Bad is, there's Contra with a dinosaur in it. My name is Gary
My name's
Butterfield.
Cole Ross.
And welcome to Out of Suffering, where Gary and Cole are stuck inside an ice cream cake factory and must eat their way out of a giant cookie puss.
What
Cookie
and when we
pussy.
get it to the other side of the cookie puss, what's there? Fudge of the whale. Gotta
Cookie
go after
ass. Oh,
that.
yeah.
Cookie ass.
The deputy to the pussy. That came up on Everything to Guppy. That's me spoiling Everything to Guppy things.
The ass is the
as the
deputy
asshole
of
is
pussy.
asshole is deputy pussy.
Okay. Yeehaw.
Yeah, stick him up.
No,
Got her.
it wasn't a it, that wasn't a declarative yeehaw. That was an inquisitive yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
This is a Gary pick. This was
Yeah.
also put into the suggestion machine by Sybil, who says
Oh, nice.
based on a comic book almost as old as Cole, you and I are literally the only people to think about this comic in at least 10 years not named Tom Mason.
Yes. This is another game from Tom Mason. that we're doing. So if you've been waiting for us to do another one of Tom Mason's,
okay,
this is Tom Mason's Dinosaurs.
What Rock. Else was Tom Mason involved in?
Not a fucking
thing. Okay.
As the not even
it's,
a little.
It's
bit.
In the title. Tom Mason's Dinosaurs for Hire. Every database yeah. has it there. Yeah,
it is the official name. It's good brand.
I was joking. I was joking in the green room, saying this puts Tom Mason up there in the hallowed halls alongside Archer yeah. MacLean and American McGee.
Yeah, Tom Clancy. Yeah. You know, Tom Clancy's Dinosaurs for Hire.
Yeah,
Dino Insurgents. So this is based on a comic, which I did not know mm-hmm. about. It's not a successful comic.
No.
This is one of the more obscure things to get a video game.
This is very much in line with Chacon, the Forever Man.
Yes.
In terms of, I think more people know about this, you know, Dinosaurs Were Higher because of the game than they do from the comic itself.
Same thing with the X-Mutants.
Yes.
Which I realize looking doing Wikipedia stuff on here, it makes sense. They're both from the weird Malibu
yeah.
comic universe, these strange kind of things. That one, you know, this feels like a Ninja Turtles ripoff. Mm-hmm. That was obviously trying to get in on X-Men SEO
yes.
before SEO
oh, God, yeah.
existed.
Yeah. No, they're trying to trick grandparents. Yeah.
They're trying to trick grandparents 100%. Even though that comic, I remember learning about it and playing that game. That comic is about people who used to be mutants.
So they do fucking file their taxes?
Yeah, they're filed as mutants filing separately. It just means that they used to have powers and now they don't. It's the worst idea for a comic ever. Like, yes. some of them have weapons,
uh-huh.
but not all of them.
It's like that. It's like that Aqua Teen Hunger yeah. Force joke, a retirement home Dracula.
Yeah, it's very retirement home Dracula for it. This has big stink for that. This the whole idea here was this was going to be a, the comic is supposed to be very satirical.
Yeah, yeah.
Things. There are insane sentences in this Wikipedia. Like, I'm going to read this paragraph okay. here for everybody who doesn't know about this stuff. Dinosaurs for Hire originated as a black and white comic by Mason titled Elvis Undercover, featuring Elvis Presley as a crime fighter. The comic was never produced out of concerns that Presley's estate would sue Mason eventually, divided Presley's fictional personality among three dinosaur characters, resulting in the Dinosaurs for Hire. To represent the dinosaur characters, Mason chose Tyrannosaurus, Triceratops, and Stegosaurus based on their popularity among the general public.
And survey says.
Yeah, it's show me. Killing myself. But yeah, just these are the popular dinosaurs. It's such a weird passion thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, I have this thing about Elvis. And it reminds me of The Simpsons with, like, you know, right here where it says, what I've got, I'd like to get and put it in you. Could you say what I'd like? He's like, fuck you, clown. We don't change our lyrics. Yeah. He's like, I have this thing about Elvis. He's an agent. That's the whole concept. And someone is like, okay, fine. It's dinosaurs. What are the three most popular dinosaurs?
That's not an organic thought that anybody on this earth has ever had.
No.
No.
No, it's a really weird sentence. And they just shoot things.
Uh-huh.
One of the great things about this game is that you play, you know, a dinosaur and you have a gun and it's a Contra. You never have to stop firing your gun.
Uh-huh.
So it not only presupposes like just a dinosaur walking around, but one in a leather jacket and sunglasses who never stops shooting a machine gun. Like, you know, it's great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
what's not to love?
Pretty low buy-in for that. Like, I'm going to be, yeah. you know, I'll be down. I'll be down at least to,
yeah.
at least to check it out. When I say this is bad Contra, I just mean it controls bad and the levels are bad.
Yeah. It's not as good as Contra.
No.
You're too big.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it's not horrible. Mm-hmm. Like there could be a worse game. And this starts with like a pretty cool looking intro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with a dinosaur crawling up the wall made out of the Gunstar Hero mm-hmm. orbs
yeah.
and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, is this actually secretly good? And then I played it. And I was like, no, this feels like the GBA Spider-Man game a little
yeah.
bit. Like, this would be fine on a curve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
The thing that bugged me was you have to use a different attack when enemies are close and their AI.
Yeah, the melee attack.
Yeah, their AI.
All they do is rush.
Yeah, they just rush. Like, they just want to occupy the same space as you. And that's,
it's almost actionably Contra too. Yeah. Like, cause the first boss is a wall with jazz, you know, like in Contra, like what if a weird wall,
yeah.
You know, yeah, that part bothered me too. Once I realized I just need to always be shooting, mm-hmm. and then like turn around every once in a while to shoot behind mm-hmm. me, it ended up working out, playing a little bit like Kung Fu or like Contra or something.
And it's just literally just, okay, how do I keep the screen flooded with bullets? You fire so rapidly. All you have to do is just like run, but then just occasionally do like a big like sweep while you're going, just to send enough bullets out in enough directions that the enemy's coming at you, not even from as many directions as happened in Contra. It's just like maybe up a little bit to the side or maybe from behind.
Well, it's too zoomed in for more directions, you know, which is a Genesis issue. Mm-hmm. You know, like that happens a lot with Genesis platformers. It's the reason why Gunstar Heroes is good, you know, is because you're little.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gotta have a little guy for a running gun.
You have to have a little guy. Thomas Mason apparently is a colorist for Marvel. So he's in the machine.
He moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing stuff other than this dinosaur book.
Yeah. Works on X-Men. Him. What is it? Guarding the globe? What's guarding the globe?
No clue.
Okay. Huh. Yeah.
After or before my time.
Doing some stuff based on his Twitter.
Some globe garden.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
What'd you hire a dinosaur for?
So many things. Honestly, a dinosaur right now would solve a lot of my problems.
Let's go through.
I don't know.
Let's go through all those problems.
you know, I've got some holes that need digging. You know, a dinosaur would be pretty good at that. You know,
a dinosaur could probably dig.
Yeah.
Even though, I was thinking about hiring a dinosaur.
Okay.
For this, when I Googled this game, it auto completed dinosaurs for hire Portland, Oregon. Because it's so used to just for hire being a thing that people are searching for, like Thai food my own.
Yeah, yeah. It falls into a weird algorithm where they're trying to hook you up with local businesses.
Local dinosaurs. Yeah. I was trying to think of what I would hire one for. And I think really just distraction.
Yeah. If I saw a dinosaur nearby, I would probably want to resolve that. To satisfy my curiosity before I moved on to a bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
Before you would want to resolve the dinosaur before you stopped me from looting.
I don't want, well, first off, what are you going to be looting? Because I need to make sure that our plans don't conflict.
Sure. I mean, we can coordinate.
Yeah, okay.
We can probably loot more if we work together.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, four hands and two loot sacks is better than one.
Yeah. Like if we learned anything from GTA 5, we'll do a combo.
Yeah.
Combo looting. Mm. Or we'll put a dinosaur, halfway between us and you can loot Ohio and I'll loot Portland.
Okay.
Like there's a lot of things we could do with a dinosaur distraction.
So we just have a dinosaur hanging out somewhere in Western South Dakota.
My guess is we place it.
Okay.
You know, and for extra distracticules, South Dakota probably has paleontological digs.
Okay.
Sites. Let's place it there.
Okay. So that way,
because that causes some Parasite Eve scariness.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like maybe it's coming back to life.
Yeah. Put it there. And that way, if it gets murked, at least there's a skeleton for those paleontologists. We'll make their day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, I think that would make you question being a paleontologist if like dinosaurs start coming to life. That changes your job a lot.
Just a paleontologist seeing a dinosaur and rubbing his eyes and then throwing away a bottle and
throwing
a paper
away
bag.
A bottle. You know, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would mostly use a dinosaur as a distraction.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I put a dinosaur on a street, I rob to my heart's content. Mm. I can't think of very much else I would use a dinosaur for. And I would have to rob a lot because I'd have to pay the dinosaur.
Well, I mean, dinosaurs are so big, that takes so much food. It's like feeding Stampy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have to loot so much lettuce, you know?
Or just, let them go to town on a petting zoo.
I suppose I could just get a distraction. I could do the same thing you do to the smart ogres in Baldur's Gate 3. and be like, listen, we'll give you a cut of the action. You can eat anybody who you distract. Uh-huh. And they'll be like, okay, blow this horn whenever you need to hire a dinosaur.
Yeah. I suppose a big enough dinosaur would be like sticking to crime, good for getting up to a second story or down from a second story, sure. Like Fred Flintstone. Like a nice
second, Fred Flintstone, yeah. Second story dinosaur. Yeah. I would also not mind riding a Triceratops around.
Yeah.
So much so that my legs atrophy. like I would like to always be like basically a Triceratops centaur.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? And that would be pretty cool, not only for crimes, yeah. But also for intimidation and peacocking.
Be like that one fixer in Snow Crash, except instead of being a head in a jar in a car that never stops, you're just a head in a jar on top of a Triceratops.
That sometimes stops. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be pretty cool. Uh-huh. Those would be two things I would hire a dinosaur
for. Yeah, yeah. Compassion. Yeah. I feel like a stegosaurus would be a good listener.
Sure. Yeah. A gentle plant eating dinosaur mm-hmm. to just kind of snuggle with.
Yeah.
I always think about, when I think about snuggling a dinosaur, I think about Jurassic Park more than most people do. Right. And one of the things I think about is Laura Dern leaning on the side of the Triceratops when it's struggling to breathe uh-huh. and how that would feel, like warm, but like weird and leathery.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how a dinosaur would be to cuddle. I could see it going either way.
If you could, I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like you could approximate it by getting close to a rhinoceros.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't want to fucking die.
See, that's the thing. It's a trick like, you can only do once.
Rhinoceros for hire is the stepping stone. Right. This is the gateway drug to this whole thing.
Huh.
There's not a whole lot else I can think of hiring a dinosaur for.
No, for incredible violence, for property crimes, or again, for a compassionate listener.
Yeah. Or, you know, we could try Jurassic Park again.
We could. I know that, it's time. Well, it's time.
It's time to give it.
We can't walk around scared of our own shadows, you know, just looking around every corner for a Jurassic Park that might just happen. We just need to make it happen and own it.
I could hire a dinosaur to scare Chris Pratt.
Mm, yeah.
So Chris Pratt is scared of doing those movies. So he stops. Mm.
I know they're making a new one, which seems really ill-advised. Yeah. It seems weird for them to continue that after a trilogy.
Yeah. And the trilogy that is, the last one bombed pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. I'll be curious if he comes. I think they could just reboot.
Yeah.
At this point, mm-hmm. Do Jurassic Park 1 again. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
If it were one of these dinosaurs and I was hiring them, I would hire them to kill my enemies.
Oh, of course, because they can't stop shooting.
Yeah. What else do they do? Yeah. Like, that's basically this crew. What we have here is a set of three real assholes as dinosaurs.
Yes. There's a fact on Game Facts that has full bios of these things. They're the bios that are that are in the game and are on the manual, right? But there is so much more detail in this in this fact. So let's do a roster run, baby.
Yeah, we should do a roster run. So the main dinosaur is named Archie.
Yes.
This is the one who dresses like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. Dressed like a Terminator. At one point after a boss, I fought a car in the sewer and I thought he smoked, but what he actually does is like the driving crooner thing.
What?
He kind of holds his hand up like he's doing the, like, if you blow on your thumb and tickle your fingers. Uh-huh. Do you know that move?
Like
the cartoons do it.
What?
You know, the French do it in Monty Python. The Holy Grail.
Does describe like this gesture to me?
Put your thumb up to your lips.
Okay.
And then wiggle your fingers.
Oh, your hand like up. Yeah.
There's not a sound effect.
Yeah.
There's something's happening with our compression, so it's gating you out.
Oh, weird.
More often than not. So you're like, what that sounded like on my end was just like, yeah, so it's not like a. It's really weird, but yeah, like that thing. But it looked like he was smoking a cigarette. That's Archie.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Archie's tough talking, no nonsense leader of the dinosaurs for hire. Embodies the very spirit of the group: seek out trouble and eliminate it.
Loves to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 7 feet 6 foot tall. Pretty cool. His shoe size is 22 EEE, and the brand is Air Dinos. I think Air Dinos, they could have went with something a little bit more pun.
Yeah, I think the Air Dinos might just be a little bit of a little bit of a.
It's interesting. Birthplace unknown. We don't. These are aliens.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. They dropped onto Earth, and now we have to deal with them.
It's very similar to Transformers, how like they're just aliens who also look like our cars.
Yeah. favorite saying, don't shoot until you want it. Nonsense. Nonsense, Archie. Favorite saying too, is it cold in here or is it just me?
Is that because his nipples are always red?
Oh man, he's popping diamonds all the time.
He's always popping diamonds. He dislikes paleontologists. You're not a dinosaur, yeah, dude. You're an alien.
Yeah.
This is a weird prejudice. Nobody else has ever had that opinion on Earth.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a,
can you imagine somebody disliking paleontologists? I guess if you're like an evil real estate developer and they're stopping you from breaking ground on your new mega mall.
There's one specific paleontologist that I very much dislike.
Which one's
that? Hated Ross Geller from Friends.
Oh, I don't watch Friends.
He's a paleontologist and he fucking sucks.
He's a paleontologist in this show?
Yeah, he's a paleontologist.
Seriously? Yeah. Huh. Fuck me.
It's a lot to think about.
Much to think about. His favorite TV show is Face the Nation. That's weird. I find that pretty strange. Uh-huh. His favorite TV show is the McLaughlin Group. You know,
no, you had Special K with bananas. God,
yeah, God, I love read Jurassic Park, but it's not his favorite book. Yeah. It's just the last book he read. Yeah. And his weakness is you got to be king.
I am. So, all of this is clown.
He's great.
All of this is clown jokes to me.
He's very strong.
Yes.
Next up, we got Lorenzo.
He's the group's God. No, again, thoughts nobody organically came up with. This is a sentence that is unique in the English language. Never happened. Is the group's snob, a lover of fine.
The whole sentence, though. Do the whole sentence.
Lorenzo, a triceratops, is the group's snob, a lover of fine food, fine wine, and fine clothing. An endless supply of hand-tailored Hawaiian shirts keeps him from having to wear the same one twice. Does anybody know how to get bloodstains out of silk?
What's happening? So like that first sentence, great kid logic. Uh-huh. Lorenzo, a triceratops, is the group snob. That's great. An endless supply of hand-tailored Hawaiian shirts. Where is that coming from? And then he doesn't have to wash them. He never has to wear the same shirt twice. Exactly. Why is he getting bloodstains out of silk?
Oh, just because he doesn't wear them twice doesn't mean somebody else does. And he's handed them to somebody else who is 6'11" and 1,300 pounds.
And here's the thing. His favorite TV show?
Uh-huh.
Face the Nation. What's happening?
that is what got Archie and Lorenzo hanging out together.
They got them together. Yeah, they met on a
Usenet. No, they're just like, you know, they're big stossel heads. Yeah,
yeah. He his favorite food is chili, Velveeta, and Pez, which seems weird for a snob.
Yeah,
to me. Huh. Don't care for that.
No. What was it? Weakness, girls, fast cars. Favorite sport, boxing. Snob stuff here.
Favorite saying, can we stop along the way? I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like that's the saying of like a plastic board game character. Like keep your pieces out of the Yeti's mouth, the board game or whatever.
Favorite movie, Sound of Music, not a snob thing.
And also he likes to shoot at the screen.
So he's okay. So he's based. He shoots at Nazis. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes. He shoots at Nazis and
or nuns.
He fucking nunsies. Yeah. They got to go. Finally, we have Reese. Mm-hmm. Here now, Reese is a stegosaurus. The one-eyed stegosaurus is a wild card, uncontrollable to the point of hysteria. There's no telling what he'll do next. Not one for efficiency, but he'll use a cannon to swat a fly.
Yeah,
this is the most dangerous of all the dinosaurs for hire.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And this is borne out by his biographical details.
Yes.
So his brain is the size of a walnut. There we go.
Yeah.
Likes Clint Eastwood, Kojak, and flashpoints. What's a flashpoint?
I don't know what that means. Favorite TV show, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
It would make more sense for them all to like Face the Nation than for two of them to goddamn like Face the Nation.
Yeah.
I think it's really weird. Nobody listening to this knows what Face the Nation is. And that's fine. You shouldn't. It's like a news show.
The CBS news magazine show. Think like 20.
Yeah, it's a news magazine.
2020 or yeah.
Yeah, it's like an old 2020 that these dinosaurs like to mm-hmm. watch. This one likes to watch Charlie's Angels instead.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite movies, Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, he's hoping. Yeah. I have bad news for him.
Really bad Reese. News, bud.
We got to go back in time and save Reese from Terminator 3.
Yeah.
It's not going to go great.
Last book read, TV Guide, Weakness, Itchy Trigger Finger. He really doesn't have anything in common with the other two. I don't know why they keep him around.
Dislikes world peace. Yeah. That's weird.
Come on, bud.
Yeah, that's some edgelord shit.
Yeah. Nuke the whales.
He's real Nuke the Whales. Yeah. Nuke the Whales ass. So it feels like, Lorenzo and Archie need to split off into like a duo dinosaur. And there's a fourth dinosaur for hire who's not in the game.
No, he's...
There's Cyrano.
He's the mission control pterodactyl.
Yeah, he's the mission control pterodactyl for this. Hiring a pterodactyl gives you a lot of options.
That is a wide gamut. The problem is I never know on any given day whether or not a pterodactyl exists. Like, isn't one of those a fake dinosaur?
One of them is, but I don't know which one. I also feel like they would grab your shoulders and they might mean well, but they would probably rip off your shoulders.
Oh, they would rip off my shoulders. They would drop me into an open volcano.
Yeah, they do a lot of things meaning well. Yeah. but kind of fuck it up, you know? Yeah.
Also, why is his name Cyrano? I mean, he's got to be the Donatello, right? He's got to be the fucking dork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just like Tom Mason. They made a cartoon of this they were going to make a cartoon and Tom Mason didn't like the direction because he thought it was too slapsticky and like Ninja Turtles. I got to find a copy of this comic to know what the fuck it's like if it's not that, you know? What can this be other than a Ninja Turtles ripoff?
It has to be. Like, is he expecting it to have some kind of like gravitas? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't really understand it.
Yeah. I'm looking at a page from it, and it's literally just dinosaurs beating each other up. Stopping a mugger and giving a purse back to a lady. I don't think it's not like heavy hitting issues. Stuff, it's not them regurgitating stuff that they saw on Face the Nation. Just kind of seems to be what about goofy dinosaur crimes and hijinks? Yeah.
I would like it if it was mostly stuff they saw on Face the Nation, like it was just, Pacific Rim economies.
Yeah.
Like, let's get into it.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
As a thing.
The lasting legacy of stagflation.
Yeah, exactly. Stagflation.
Yeah. Asking the president of the AFL-CIO whether organized labor is a lumbering dinosaur. They like that one.
Well, there are two answers to this. Yes with an if, no with a but.
Yeah. My producer's telling me not to talk to you anymore.
There is a review of this from 2014 on GameFAQs.
Uh-huh.
The title, would dinosaurs for hire? Rad. That, made me click on it. But it's also a review by somebody named Zork Wesker. my favorite genre of GameFAQs tag.
I love the just the impossible combinations. Because you get like
Wesker Sephiroth.
Yeah, you get shit, you get Goku Sephiroth or whatever, but just good lord.
Zork Wesker. Yeah. And then the game has all of these little shout outs in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So he talks about the game, talks about how, Gunstar Heroes tried to fall in the line of those games. It fails miserably. And then there's just in capital, dude, and then a paragraph and then bogus. Like, he keeps interjecting to yell buzzwords into his thing.
I think he's trying to do like headings, these would be H2s.
Dude, Nirvana, this is not
got nothing to do with anything that comes before or after.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Positives. Yeah. This is the most 90s game ever. The concept alone is awesome. Yeah. Negatives. Unfortunately, it's drowned out by gunfire and poor sound programming. Yeah. Just applying
the sound programming is real weird. It, yeah. I thought it was because I was playing in an online emulator, but it does, the game cannot present all of its things at once. Mm-hmm. Like you turn invisible and sounds turn inaudible at feeling seemingly random times. Yeah.
There's a review by Curtis Mayfield, which is very impressive.
Ooh. Yeah. Famous. Yeah.
Which Let's is pretty see, good.
Does it have his email?
No, it doesn't. I've got questions. Oh. No, just it, Curtis gave it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Mayfield.
And then there are like a bunch of there are a handful of reviews very specifically dinging this game for not having a plot. For not having a story, which is one of the like stranger like legacies of one size fits all reviewing, and especially the way that like people kind of just you know picked up signifiers from pro reviews and then just kind of carried forward like, well, obviously we've got this game here and they're not doing anything. What do the dinosaurs want? They're dinosaurs and they have guns and it's for the Sega Genesis. Can we not?
The story would not help this game, you know, very much. I think I find that really strange. I also think that they're the smattering of more modern reviews that are in this, like that one from 2014 and 2015 kind of show this as being ripe for a mild reeval,
really,
as a thing. So the reason why I would say is that like there are not a lot of Contra likes now,
right?
You know, like a run and gun, like a specific to a Contra, like Cuphead was a big breakthrough one.
Yeah.
And that was very refreshing because we hadn't had one in a while.
Yeah. There was some stuff like a Super Time Force Ultra. What is it? The Mercenaries.
Bro Force.
Yeah.
There's a few of them, but it's not a very popular genre.
No.
You know, I could see there being a nostalgia for this the same way there are for like, you know, belt scrollers.
Yeah.
And beat 'em ups that people go to that are not bad.
This isn't a judgment, but you are the most like head on a swivel person for reevaluations I've ever seen. I get it.
Yeah.
A reeval on this would be very, very annoying. I just, of all the things that I would worry about, I don't think that this is very likely to happen.
So you've got me half pegged.
Okay.
I would not find a reevaluation of this annoying.
Okay.
Like this would be fine.
All right.
Like this to me, this is a fine little run and gun thing. This feels perfectly cromulent to me.
Okay.
It doesn't control super well, and it's frustrating that you have to do the melee attack. Uh-huh. But once I found the rhythm of it, I was fine with this. I get annoyed when really, really shitty things get reevaluated.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of weird.
Right.
Not when something just mediocre gets reevaluated for being mediocre.
Yeah. It's just I don't know. There's a strain of stuff. There's a strain of reaction that is just, oh, the concept is enough. I don't mean to send you off on a spiral with this, but after the Death Stranding 2 kind of trailer reveal thing was aired at that Sony event, you know, had a bunch of wacky stuff in it. Like people were saying, oh, you think innovation is dead? Well, here's a talking puppet who's animated on the eights. It's like, that's not innovation. Like, that's not what people are talking about with innovation. That's not them saying like, oh, what we need is something goofy and wacky. Like, that's actually just like a very superficial like thing that is put in there.
That kind of thing bugs me too. Yeah. Like as a thing too. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I contain multitudes.
Yeah. It's just,
that's one.
But just, you know, but just to say like, oh, a shooter where you play as a dinosaur. Whoa. What were they thinking?
Yeah.
This is a self-justifying premise. Put anything on top of this and I don't care. Sign me up, baby.
So for me, that pops up all the time now with cozy game shit, where it's like, what if, you know, this is about a bear who runs a mushroom store?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll pack a boulangerie. The fake game that I joke about making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the where that bothers me. For this just feels like 90s shit.
Yeah.
Something about like a period piece of this. Like at the time nobody was going like dinosaurs with gun, that's all we need.
Uh-huh.
This wasn't that unusual, it felt like to me in the 90s. We had a lot of dinosaurs doing a lot of things.
they were getting mixed up in a bunch of business.
The main thing out of that Death Stranding 2 trailer is that they literally have somebody take off a Guy Fox mask to reveal their Joker
I like Death Stranding. I'm going to play the second one. There's so many ways I disappoint so many people. It's hard to keep track of. I'm gonna play it. I've got buy-in on this. Bringing Higgs back like that and having him use an electric guitar that shoots lasers is one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever seen. People were not clamoring to get Higgs back.
The creator was.
Yeah, and it had to bring it back.
It's just very amazing to me that he literally does the drill thing. here's the nicest thing I'll say about you and Death Stranding. Mm-hmm. And you know that this is through a filter of show banter. You know, I hope you would know that, and people listening would also know that. If every Death Stranding fan was like you, I wouldn't have a problem.
No.
Because you're not running to Kotaku to talk about how this is the genius auteur who's going to save shit.
No.
And when he does stupid things, you recognize that they're fucking stupid. Yeah.
The stupid things are a price that I pay to actually like get into a very interesting like game design and interaction space. Like, yes. You know, world, just like no other game that I've played is exactly like that. Right. And, you know, like not a whole lot of stuff in a part, you know, in the first game, like tripped off my, like, you gotta be fucking kidding me filter. The Guy Fawkes mask into the Joker makeup is that's too much for me.
Did Princess Beach trip off your you gotta be fucking kidding
whatever
me?
It was just a dumb line. Like there's literally nothing. It was just a throwaway joke, so that didn't get me. I just kind of rolled my eyes and moved past it.
It's a price that, you know, I'm not willing to pay, but I understand it as a price to
pay.
I just want the currency to be recognized. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, no, it's a...
There's a cost.
Yeah.
There's a real human cost. It's...
it reduces our shared supply of dignity, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
This was...
Meet the Dinosaurs.
This was made by a division within Sega. Interactive Development Division.
Very surprised by that.
This is the team that made like the very last game that was made for the Genesis, at least first party. They made Garfield the Lost Levels in 1996. Ooh. yeah
the one with the poison lasagnas that make you smaller. Thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you,
we appreciate you.
If you like us, you can go to patreon.com/duckvtv and kick in some money at $5 a month. You get 2 bonus episodes of this show and a whole other bonus shows like Bonfireside Chat or Real Lich Hours, the one that's currently running.
Yeah, we think that you'll appreciate them. Mm-hmm. Like we appreciate you. You can also tell your friends. Yep. You can leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict.
Either place, whichever one you use.
Yeah. Yeah, anywhere that'll review us, go ahead and throw one in there.
Yeah.
Also
huge Gwen. Thanks to our producer Gwen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Gwen. What else should they do?
Well, until next time, make sure to remember this has been Adric Suffering, and I, Cole Ross, promise to watch the Ron Howard film Willow this week under penalty of having my balls and dick switch places every full moon.
Umbasa. Gonna hold you to that.
Nope.